Online Biz Insiders Podcast, Episode 14. The Online Biz Insiders Podcast is brought to you weekly by me, Carla Wilson, and also by
Mary Motes.
We are two virtual professionals who have had online businesses for over 7 years and spend much of our time with our clients consulting about how to use certain resources to make them more efficient in their businesses and kind of help them wade through kind of the technical jargon to understand online marketing, online resources to help our clients in their businesses. And that's why we started this podcast, because we wanted to share our quote unquote secrets, which again, aren't really secrets, but we want to share. So we started our podcast so that we could discuss these resources with you. So often I'm calling Mary going, "Hey, I have a question. How do I do this? Or what is this all about?" And Mary always has an answer for me. So
you do.
So today,
very generous.
So today we wanted to talk about the use of Google Alerts and what you can use Google Alerts for. I know that I recently started using it to do research on podcasts, to kind of see what kind of podcasts are out there, what's being talked about podcasts in the news, what new episodes are being posted, and you know, also to see if there are great articles out there. That's one way for me to find the content that I like to, you know, use to write my own blog posts or put my own content on my site, is, you know, seeing what's out there in the news. And I use Google Alerts for that. Mary, do you use Google Alerts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
And what do you use them for?
You know, all sorts of stuff. Obviously the big obvious things that I think everyone should use it for, I'm sure you do, like your own name.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Like, you know, when your own name and your business name. I have a lot of, I probably don't leverage Google Alerts the way I should. Cause you can really go crazy with it. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's almost like a whole, especially now, it's like, it used to be pretty simple where you just said like your name, but now it's like really sophisticated. The stuff that, the flexibility with it, like you could like narrow your search down to just blogs or just video or just news items. Like it's pretty intense, like how specific you can get, but definitely your own name and your business name, which I use it for. You know, I know. Do you have specific ones podcasting?
Correct. Correct. I have podcasting. I have podcasts. I have content marketing, internet marketing. No.
That must generate a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I need to go in and refine it, because the way that I have them set up is to deliver daily. I think I'm going to change that to, you know, maybe once a week, because it is getting a little, I had to kind of go in and refine what I'm looking at. And I just realized we didn't tell folks how to do this. So folks, if you want to set up Google Alerts, you go to google.com/alerts. And what you will see is a screen that says, enter the keyword or phrase you would like to search on. And then it allows you to, as Mary said, you can decide, you could really refine it and say, I only want content from blogs. I only want video content. I only want, or you can just say, bring me whatever, wherever you're finding information on this keyword or this key phrase. And then you tell it when you want it delivered to you, and you enter your email address. And, you know, whenever you decided you were getting that, you'll get an email that lists all of the either blog posts or videos or news about that keyword. So I think it's, as Mary said, it's a great way to kind of follow what's being said about you. I mean, you know, we kind of mentioned this briefly in our pre-recording conversation, which was, you know, you could use this for online reputation management. It's one method of online reputation management. If you set up a Google alert on your name, on your business name, and you know, you're getting those emails daily or weekly or whatever you decide, then, you know, you can really monitor what's happening. You could see how quickly your information, you could also monitor how quickly your blog post is getting out there. as well.
Yep.
So yeah, I started with, I guess, my name, my business name, and then, because I'm looking for content to write about on my blog and for content for us to talk about on our podcasts, those are the ones that I set up. Name, business name, podcast, content marketing. What else did I set up? Probably internet marketing, probably SEO, blogging, video marketing. I guess a couple of other phrases like video marketing, audio marketing, that kind of thing.
Yeah, right. You know, it's really easy though, because it does pick up so much stuff, as I'm sure you discovered. You know, and I have not personally delved into the depths of this either, but you know, if you're using this a lot, and you're getting like results that don't make any sense, like apparently, like my business is called Pro Virtual Solutions. I made the mistake of just setting up Pro Virtual, which at the time seemed kind of unique, like P-R-O-V-I-R-T-U-A-L. Well, that's not really a word, so there must not be much out there. Well, I've quickly discovered that apparently there's some sort of musical equipment, like a synthesizer or something. It's called a Pro Virtual something.
Okay.
And they're very popular because they come through every day.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I will have to look that up for my husband, who would be interested in that.
So it's like all kinds of stuff, but there's all kinds of control. Like, and I guess, okay, I'm going to really sound old now. I guess like a Boolean search.
I was just going to ask you about that. That's so hilarious. And you're not old. I think that would help us refine our searches, right?
Yeah. And there's actually, if you go to the help section of Google Alerts, there's all kinds of like exclusion tools, and they don't seem real hard to use. Like, you can search, say for example, your name, like Carla Wilson. So it would be like Carla Wilson in quotation marks, and say you only want to see how much your name is being mentioned on, say, Twitter. You can add a operator to your search, which sounds all sexy, but it's not. And then you can say site:twitter.com. So it will pull. So if you really want to get nuts with it, like use, and it's not terribly intimidating. They're all pretty straightforward, and they're probably worth investing the time in, because otherwise you can be inundated with, you know, musical equipment, assorted things that don't, you know. But if you're just like interested in a news story or a particular sports team or a celebrity or, you know, like, you know, whatever it might be, like a particular news topic, if you search carefully, you can really get great results.
Gotcha. Yeah, I found it's kind of funny. There is a Carla Wilson. I'm sure there are more than one Carla Wilsons out there in the world. I know there's at least one other, because she comes up every day. She is a reporter with a newspaper in Toronto.
So, oh, there you go. Famous too.
Right. Wow. So I guess if I, like you were saying, if I kind of refined that and said Carla R. Wilson in quotes, and which is typically how I use my name and my profile, since there are lots of Wilsons out there. It's a very prolific name, I think. So
yeah.
I have to be unique somehow. I think if I refined it and used Carla R, she would.
I found that apparently there is another Mary Motes. It's everywhere on the internet, and she is a fine artist from Texas that died years ago. And apparently whose work is very, very sought after, because she comes up a lot.
Cool.
Mary Wills Motes or something, and she was an artist in Texas or something, and who apparently was very prominent because she's everywhere on the internet. So
wow.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, I think the other thing, we said that we could be used for our own online reputation management, but setting up Google Alerts could allow you to follow competitors. Let me see what else. You could, yeah, like you were saying, you could follow a sports team or a celebrity, or
a buzzword, you name it, you know, I mean, it's endless. I mean, it's almost like it blows your mind to think of all the different ways, the different things you can, you know, search for.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more, really, if you really want to dork it up, our previous episode that we posted was about RSS feeds. So if you like are doing a lot of alerts and the email is getting really overwhelming, you can output your alert results to an RSS feed and include it in Google Reader. So if you don't want to get emails, if you want to shield your email from this stuff, like that's like.
That's brilliant, Mary. Oh, I follow that now. Okay.
And you know what? I just recently noticed that as a feature.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, because I think that is part of this, like the, you know, folks like us that are information junkies of the world trying to figure out how to manage. Do I want to sit and read email? Do I want to just pull it into a reader and read it that way? What, you know, how do I manage this? I think that's a brilliant way to do it because I was just, yeah. You know, letting it come into my Gmail folder. I have a Google Alerts folder set up. So the emails just come in there and come in there. And I looked down this morning, I have 106 in there that are unread that I haven't read yet. So I'm like,
right.
How do I want to manage this? I don't know if this is the best practice for managing this. So yes, I think I might need to.
if you're just getting like your net is too wide, like you're just getting too much non-relevant stuff, it's probably worth going into that help file and getting some ideas of how to exclude certain sources or certain things, or just pulling from certain sites, or, you know, I mean, sometimes it's really hard to avoid just getting excessive stuff because, you know, it picks everything up, you know, but it's probably if you're really serious about it or you really depend on it. I mean, it's definitely something that it's worth investing a little bit of time in on the setup.
Very good. Very good. Well, folks, we would love to hear your feedback. Maybe you use Google Alerts in a different way, maybe not online reputation management and not research on your competitors, but maybe you use it in a very unique way. We'd love to hear your feedback. If you would kindly send information to us, please email us at questions@onlinebizinsiders.com or post a message to us, a comment to us on our blog at onlinebizinsiders.com. Our podcast is brought to you weekly by me, Carla Wilson, who is owner of Wilson Virtual Assistants and co-owner of Wilson Media Services, and also presented by
Mary Moats,
who is owner of Pro Virtual Solutions. Our podcast is produced weekly by Wilson Media Services. Yes, that's my company. And also our theme music has been composed by my son, Benjamin Wilson. So we hope to see you on a future episode. Thanks for chatting with us, everyone.